Dogs America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with animal advocate Anne-Marie Lucas about your aging pets. But first, how about a cruise for 2015? Anyone up for a big nude boat cruise? Or maybe the Meow Meow cruise? Well, hundreds of themed cruises are available in 2015, and we looked up some of them. The Ink or Swim Tattoo Cruise. America's first ever tattoo-themed cruise is on Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas, and it includes an opportunity to get inked by some of the country's best tattoo artists, including Tattoo Baby of Spike TV's Ink Master. The Big Nude Boat 2015. This clothing optional cruise is on Celebrity Cruises' Celebrity Constellation, and it includes plans for passengers to shed their clothes on some Caribbean beaches as well as on board. The Flashback Cruise, MTV's original diva, Downtown Julie Brown, hosts this three-day trip to the Bahamas, featuring dance music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The grand finale aims to recreate a 90s New York City dance club experience. Ghost Hunters Cruise, hosts from Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters International, will host the Norwegian Gem Cruise, which will include a medium, ghost hunter training, and paranormal investigations in the ports of call of Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and Cozumel. The Spartan Cruise. The Spartan Obstacle Race heads to the Bahamas with the 3.5-mile Reebok Spartan Race and 15 obstacles that might be anything from fire jumping to a barbed wire climb to a carry challenge. The ETA Motorcycle Cruise. Bring along your own bike or trike as you cruise the Caribbean or Bermuda on escorted rides. The Quilting Seminars at Sea. Man sewing machines with instructions from award-winning quilters on a 15-day Canada and New England cruise on Holland America Line's Mazdam. The Psychics Unleashed 3 Cruise. Connect with your spirit's past while cruising the South Pacific on Carnival Spirit. 4 psychics will be on board, and they'll be doing live readings and workshops on the 8-day sail. And the Meow Meow Cruise. Cat lovers can bond on this 4-day cruise from Miami to Key West and Cozumel on the Carnival Victory. Passengers will bond with felines at the Ernest Hemingway Home and Museum in Key West, and activities include a Meow Meow Mixer, karaoke, and scavenger hunts. This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly contributor is Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate. She's from Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. And good morning and Happy New Year, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year to you, too, and all those animal lovers out there.
It seems like everybody's got an animal of some kind, a pet somewhere in the house, right?
Oh, absolutely. Dogs, cats, smaller pets, guinea pigs, could be snake lovers out there. Lots of animals that people don't even realize.
Right, exactly. They are, that are pets, you know, from pot-bellied pigs to iguanas, whatever.
Yes.
Now, you have an elderly dog amongst your menagerie of dogs, and you've got special concerns as we start this new year, start to think about how to take care of a pet, especially a dog, that might be getting up in dog years.
Yeah, it's very important. As dogs and cats and all of your pets get older within your home, you want to really be cautious about what they're eating, how they advance in age is based on how we treat them as very young pets when we get them originally. You know, putting them on a good diet right from the beginning, making sure they get lots of exercise and yearly vet visits so your vet knows the physical condition of your animal. We have an elderly, not elderly, he's getting up there. He's a 9-year-old basset hound, JJ, Jimmy Jake. And my concern for him as he gets older is that he's started to slow down a little bit. He's having a little bit of issues with his tummy. He's not as active as he used to be. So we automatically have put him on a glucosamine supplement, and there's so many out there, you can do your research, which helps with his aching bones and his joints and his muscles, and that has really helped him a little bit. Also, I went out and bought him a memory foam mattress for his crate. He's crated at night because he likes to bother the cats at night, and I want them to have a little bit of peace. So he has his own lovely large crate, and I bought him a memory foam mattress because of those aches and pains that he has. I tell you, I bought it for him a couple days ago. He is like a new dog. He loves it. He goes in at night, he jumps out of his crate in the morning and runs outside into the yard. So it really has helped with his aches and pains that I noticed he started having.
Now, where do you get a memory foam mattress for a dog?
So So you can go to the big stores, but they tend to be, you know, the big pet stores, they tend to be a little more expensive. You can find them on sale. But I went to a store for homeware that with initials HG, two words, and it's a home store. And I bought a memory foam mattress on sale. I got it for, let's see, $25. And it's a very large one. And I also bought smaller ones for my smaller guys to put around as well. And they were anywhere from $15 to $20, which is a good investment because you think about it, you have these soft, comfy beds. We all think our pets love to sink into these soft, comfy beds with no support. And that might be fine when they're puppies or for certain breeds of dogs. But when you have dogs that have back issues or joint issues, they might need something a little firmer or with a little more support for their bodies as they get older. I mean, we don't even think about this stuff. You know, we think about it for ourselves, you know, aches and pains as we get older, but our animals are feeling the same. So I highly recommend going out if you can afford it and pick up a memory foam mattress or a bed for your pet.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate here on America Weekend. You are thinking about a foam memory bed for your dog when most people don't have them for themselves.
Exactly. Well, listen, it's all about avoiding those trips to the vet unnecessarily. And the better care you take of your dog or cat or whatever pet you have will avoid those constant trips to the vet. You know, put them on a high-quality diet. The first ingredient in any food that you feed your pet should be the meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's beef, whether it's venison or whatever you're feeding your dog. The first ingredient should always be the meat. That's a higher quality food. If it says water or corn, that's first, or meat byproduct is first, ditch that food and spend the money on your dog or cat. They're worth it. It'll save all of those trips in the future to the vet. Check their teeth often. You want healthy teeth so that they can chew the food. Give them bones to chew on, healthy bones to chew on to keep their teeth healthy. There are so many things that you can do to stop all of those trips to the vet that no one wants to take those trips to the vet for issues when we can avoid them.
You talk about your vet. Did your vet prescribe or recommend the glucosamine that you're giving to this older dog, JJ?
No, not particularly for him. They certainly say it's fine. I would always check with your vet or do the research on how much you should give. We use the Cosequin type. You can buy them at stores all over the place. I just find that it works for my dogs. I have a little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel mix, Bella, and she had joint issues from the time she was a baby. I put her on a glucosamine supplement right away when she was about a year old, and she has been fine ever since. It might work better for some dogs, some breeds, and other breeds. Certainly check with your vet. Do your research. There's a lot of good books and a lot of good information out there. And tune into your pet. You know, exercise level. Exercise is so important. You know what they say, a body in motion stays in motion. Same thing for your pets. Whether it's running or just going for a walk or meandering around your yard if you have a fenced-in yard, make sure your animal is out every day getting some sort of exercise. It keeps their bodies active, and that's important for not only them, but for us too. As we get older, we have to keep moving.
Now, can you tell when your dogs have aches and pains in their joints and legs and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Limping, getting up slower, not as quick to get up from bed in the morning. You know, my dogs go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and we go to bed early in this house, and they're up by, you know, 5 in the morning, and I can always tell who's having an off day. And then I certainly pay more attention and see what's going on, whether they need a little massage, whether they need a walk around the yard to work it out. Also, going up and down stairs is an issue for some dogs, like Basset Hounds and Dachshunds, dogs with long backs. You want to be careful about them going up and down stairs because of their back issues. So much to think about, but again, just things that we should, as good pet owners, always have in mind, that our dogs and cats and whatever pet we have, they age too. And we certainly want to take into consideration their needs going forward to make sure they have a healthy and happy elderly life with you.
All right. And your pet tip of the week, I can't wait to hear about this. This is snacking.
Snacking, yes. We all want to give our dogs snacks because they look at us like they're starving all the time. so I give my dogs vegetables. I cut up carrots. Sweet potatoes are their favorite. I take a whole sweet potato, I cut it up in bite-sized pieces, I give it to my dogs. They love it. Also, you can use green beans. You can use squash if your dogs like squash. It's a healthy snack, and you can give as much as they want to eat, and they will not gain weight that way. And that's a good thing, especially when you go to your vet and your vet says your dog or your cat is overweight. Feed them veggies. Cats, not so much. They're not as much into veggies as dogs are, but my dogs love their vegetables. So that's just something to think about. And it saves a lot of money than going to the pet store and buying these treats that you have no idea really what's in them other than these lengthy ingredients. So feed them a healthy snack, and that'll be great for them going forward.
Anne-Marie, as always, great advice, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Take care, Mike.
Anne-Marie Lucas from Animal Planet on Animal Precinct and our animal advocate here on America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. George paid a lot of money for a novel signed by a very famous author. He later discovered the signature was forged. But when he asked the bookstore for his money back, he learned they also believed the signature was real, and they had paid a huge price for the book. Since both parties were victims of fraud, what happens now? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
According to the law, George gets his money back from the bookstore. It's not his fault that the seller didn't properly research their original purchase. Find out tomorrow what the bookstore should have done in the first place. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How much do you hate exercise? Well, finally, there's a reason to love it. But of course, check with your physician before you start. Here's the science of it. Let's take a lesson from lab rats that exercise. It seems that these rodents not only have stronger muscles, but exhibit several really great side effects. Get this. 4 weeks of exercise and the well-toned rat had 20% more blood vessels in their brain. So a little exercise a day yields toned muscles, a better memory, less fatigue, and a better mood. Also, get this. The rats seemed happier. They weren't even as aggressive. What's the cheap psychological trick? A little exercise, about 4 weeks worth, could make you happier in your rat race world. You could go far with big muscles, big brain, and a better attitude. Would love to hear from you, really. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.